You know you're not being intentional about your time and energy. You look back on your day and the first thought is, wow, I am not being strategic about what I'm investing my time in. You feel a little bit all over the place. That feeling's annoying to you because you value being intentional with your time and with your energy. You're debating if you should hire someone to help, but you're not 100% clear on how to guide them. Since you don't feel like you have a good system, let's be real. The last time you hired a team member, it didn't end well. Here is what to prepare to bring on a content assistant. Am I preaching to the choir? Because I'm guessing you already know what the problem is. I've seen it from so many entrepreneurs that I've worked with. When it comes down to it, you do love to create content. You want to create an impact and an income. You have a heart of service and you desire to make an impact as well as an income to support you and your family. And let's be real, creating consistent content does take a lot of work. It's hard and it's overwhelming. Before you know it, it becomes a whole big thing in your mind and your pocketbook begins to feel the effects of your inconsistency. Consistency is truly the thing. And what makes it so difficult as entrepreneurs is that there's so much for us to do that our focus is divided up. We are just all over the place. You're trying to fit in all the work between all the other things going on in your life. And you're trying to keep all those balls in the air. And you're getting as much done as you can. I know you are. But before you know it, you do it again and you become yet again an inconsistent content creator. Does this sound familiar to you? It really does come down to this, friend. You talk about being overwhelmed by all the things that you have to do as an entrepreneur, as a wife, as a mother. Heck, your husband knows it because you talk to him about it all the time. You know you're not being as strategic as you could be. You've been debating 4 months, yes, months, about whether you should hire someone to help. But you're not even 100% clear on how to guide them since you tell yourself that you're not good at leading anyway. And heck, it'll probably just take more time than if I do it myself. When you're the owner with all the things falling on your shoulders, you're in a constant battle that you're stuck in because you're trying to do all of those things. You know deep in your heart that you can't do them all by yourself. You really aren't in the position to bring on a team member because your stuff really is just a hot mess express around your content systems. When it comes to hiring someone, you're scared because you're not making multi-millions yet. So it's not like you're comfortable with it. If you hire them, it's not going to be very efficient because you don't have your stuff together. It's like you have the awareness, but you're stuck there, unsure of how to break out of that constant cycle. This is what you need to prepare before you bring on a content assistant to your remote team. The success of your future content assistant for your business depends on how well you set up your content system before they even start. So what I want you to think about preparing before you bring on your content assistant are these things. I want you to record videos or tangos. So let me explain. One simple way to create a system is to start with a screen recording as you do the work yourself. As you click and you type out, call out the different steps that you are taking to create that content. And then simply have your screen recording transcribed. There you go. Boom. You have your workflow that just needs to be put into a checklist. What's even simpler, friend? Using the Chrome plugin called Tango. Yes, Tango, as in T-A-N-G-O. I believe it has a T in an orange circle for their logo. It has a free and a paid version. What Tango does is it takes a screenshot anytime you click your mouse or you type on your keyboard. Your workflow is then captured easily and without effort by you. Then what do you do with your screen recording or your Tango? Well, you create your step-by-step checklist in your project management software, and you create a template. If you did a screen recording and then had it transcribed, just take that transcription and add each step as a task in your content creation template. And add that video as well into the project template so they can go back and watch it at any time if they're confused or misunderstanding something. Or if you want the Tango route, then you can just use the step-by-step checklist, and then you can download it as a PDF and attach it into that content creation template that you're creating in your project management software. That way, when you bring on your team member, you have that piece started and it doesn't feel like such a hot mess expressed to you. The next thing I want you to consider is to know your budget and consider the amount of extra time you'll have each week. When you are bringing on a new member to your team, it does take a little extra time, so you're going to want to keep that into consideration. But in the end, I also want you to consider all the extra time that you'll be given back in your week when you have somebody else doing the work that you don't need to be doing in your business. You need to focus on, as an entrepreneur, only the things that you can do. And that is creating your podcast and letting somebody else handle all the work from there. As a little side note for you, did you know that we have a done-for-you content repurposing service offering? Try it out with our mini service where we turn your podcast into a blog post, email newsletter, and social media copy. And for those of you that are fearful, we have a little mini service. The link is down below in the show notes. Okay, now back to it. I want you to begin slow and ramp up. So what does that mean? Do not dump everything on them at once. Think about that. If you were in their shoes, how would you feel if you came on not even knowing what that entrepreneur does or how they work? And then all of a sudden you have all these tasks that you need to figure out how to get them done. Begin slow. Start with one thing and only a few hours per week. That way you aren't overwhelmed and they aren't overwhelmed. You go at a slow and steady pace. As they get the hang of things, then you just add on more tasks and more hours. Be sure to know what they like to do, what they want to learn more about doing, and what they feel they have already mastered as a content assistant. And this one may be a little bit hard to stomach, but know that if something doesn't go right, the fault lies on your shoulders. I know that one's a hard one, but when it doesn't go as smoothly as possible, we want to shift the blame to somebody else and not take on the burden that we did ourselves. But if something doesn't go right, the fault always lies on your shoulders. In most cases, if something didn't go right with a team member, it was because something was missed in the process or the communication on how to do it was poor. When we do things 100 times, we sometimes forget those little tiny steps along the way. If you start out with the mindset and know that the fault lies on your shoulders, you will look at things from a different perspective. And it will not only help you, but it will help your relationship with your content assistant. It's time to wrap this up. Let's do a little recap here. What to prepare before you bring on a content assistant to your remote team? Start to create your system by either transcribing your screen recordings or using Tango to capture your screenshots for you. Know your budget and begin to set aside the money before you hire them. Oh, and yeah, don't forget that you need to create that checklist inside your project management system, your content creation template. Begin slow and ramp up as you both begin to feel more comfortable with the different projects or the different tasks that they're taking over for you. Know that if something doesn't go right, the fault lies on your shoulders. And again, remember, we do have that done-for-you service to repurpose your podcast. The link is down below in the show notes. Thank you so much, friends, for listening. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. Yay! Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you found this episode valuable and learned some actionable tips that you can implement in your business so that you can feel accomplished and less stressed. If you enjoyed this show, please take a quick minute to share this with your business bestie, subscribe, and leave a review. It helps me reach more business owners just like you. And if you have any questions or topics you'd like me to cover in future episodes, please reach out to me on my website. I've created a form just for you. Remember, with the right system and mindset, you can achieve the success your heart desires. Thank you for tuning in. I look forward to chatting with you next time. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget, let's grow, friends.